Vietnam excels in what I call A to B driving, the idea of starting in one place and finishing in another place. What also makes Vietnam unique is how far off the beaten path you can go safely, because there are nearly always people around to rescue you if something goes wrong. Due to this, we can take off-road motorbikes on A to B journeys through incredibly remote regions. Most off-road tours in other parts of the world would need a central base that you must keep returning to. Not Vietnam though. We can commit to crazy trails and drive from one place to another each day. Here is where things get a little weird though, from a client's perspective. These trails can be very hard and clients struggle with them. Therefore, bikes often break due to bad driving. These tours don't run with support trucks and spare bikes like in other parts of the world. Simply put, the margins are not there and the country doesn't operate like that. It's just too remote. Instead, in Vietnam, we can fix anything cheaply and quickly, providing the bike is a local bike. This is why, when all is said and done, the smaller the bike, the better the tour. For two reasons. One, the bike can be fixed quickly and easily. And two, the customers find small bikes much easier to drive than big bikes. Picture yourself struggling with a big off-road bike on a challenging and remote trail, only to have an old Vietnamese woman on a Honda Wave casually sauntering past you. She is on an appropriately sized bike that she can handle. You are not. The world of marketing is always persuading everyone to get bigger and more powerful motorbikes, but this just doesn't work in remote regions like this. Smaller is always better. When I drive these trails, I am desperate to show them off to the world. But I know everyone wants a motorbike that is too big for the difficulty level of the trails, and also too hard to fix. If only clients would choose the Honda Blade, then these tours would be possible. It's up to you if you listen or not, but I suggest the Honda Blade, and the Honda XR or CRF 150 at most, not the 250cc or anything bigger. In the end, the guide will judge your skill level in relation to the bike you are driving, and very few people have the skill set to drive a manual motorbike to the places seen in this video. Therefore, the guide will have to adapt the route to keep you safe, which may mean missing out on some of the best parts of this ride. Should you choose the Honda Blade 110, I can almost guarantee you that you will visit every place seen in my video above, and of course, have a phenomenal tour. Finally, on this tour, we have managed to find hotels with soft mattresses in nearly every destination, making this a relatively comfortable tour, providing you make it to each finishing location on time. For me, the northwest of Vietnam is the best area to travel by motorbike.